Two of the top teams in the NFL facing off in Foxborough, each led by a future Hall of Famer, and both riding red-hot win streaks.
They're dancing on the Broncos sideline.
It'll be a hostile homecoming for a couple of former Patriots as the Broncos look to erase bad memories in New England and stamp their supremacy on the AFC. Fox on Fox kicks off right now.
Welcome into Fox on Fox. Nick Griffith alongside Broncos head coach John Fox, of course. Coach, Patriots week. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, an organization I know that you have a great deal of respect for. What makes them so good?
Well, I think, you know, they're well coached and they've got a great quarterback. I think that formula works pretty much anywhere. But, you know, both are going to be first ballot Hall of Famers when they call it quits. And it's a tremendous challenge and one we're looking forward to.
Obviously a huge game. 6-1 Broncos, 6-2 Patriots. Ultimately a game that could decide home field advantage in the AFC playoffs. Do you put extra emphasis on this game and the importance that is riding on this game?
You know, not really. I know it sounds goofy or cliche, but you don't. You know, it's the most important one because it's the next one. And, you know, we've had a great week of preparation. The guys are very focused. Obviously, they understand that, you know, they're a very, very good opponent. They have the longest home winning streak in the league, 13 straight victories. Great fans, crowd noise. Weather's always seems to be an issue. So it's, as I mentioned earlier, it's a huge challenge.
So much history between you guys here of late. Last year you go to New England, you get up 21-0. Patriots storm back, take it into overtime. They beat you by three, 34-31. Learning lessons in that game, I know you're talking a lot right now this year about that killer instinct and kind of putting teams away when you have them on the ropes.
Well, I think we're starting to grow in that area, you know, over the last couple of weeks. Again, a huge test going to Gillette. But, you know, like always, the turnover margin is huge. And it wasn't a game a year ago. We ended up on the wrong side of that. We haven't won there since 06. You know, and in those games, four counting the playoffs, it was we're minus seven. So it's an area that we have to address and take care of this time out.
On the matchup itself, we have to start by talking about the two quarterbacks in this game, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. You've coached a lot of quarterbacks in your days. You've coached against a lot of great quarterbacks in your days. Where does this duo rank?
Well, they're up there, you know, if not the best. And they've done it over a long period of time. It's been sustained success. And, you know, I think it says a lot about both individuals. They're tireless workers, great leaders, you know, of their football teams, and it'll be a great contest.
And there's a lot of great respect, too, between those two quarterbacks in Brady and Manning. Let's hear from Peyton right now earlier this week about what the Broncos cannot do if they hope to come away with a win against the two-time league MVP and Tom Brady.
Better not, you know, be going three and out, turning the ball over, trying to figure out what they're doing on defense, because, you know Brady and company are capable of putting up a lot of points. You're going to find yourselves behind, especially up there. So it's a tremendous challenge, but sure, I mean, these are the kind of games that you like to play in.
I obviously agree with what Peyton says there, Coach. You do got to make the most of the possessions you do have.
Yeah, I think the red area is going to be critical. You know, those are four-point swings. Once you get down there, you know, not settling for field goals, those opportunities are invaluable. And obviously the turnovers. It's been a bugaboo for ours, for us, you know, especially at Gillette. And, you know, we've got to address that and succeed in that area.
From a preparation standpoint, I guess it's kind of like a taste of your own medicine trying to prepare for Tom Brady. It's what a lot of teams go through when trying to prepare for the likes of Peyton Manning.
Yeah, they've got great matchup problems. You know, Gronkowski has been well documented. He's a tough matchup. He's big. He's strong.
Three touchdowns last week.
He's athletic. So, you know, this game's about matchups, and they create issues. Brandon LaFell has come on of late. He had a big last couple weeks, and it doesn't make our job any easier.
And we'll be back with much more from Coach Fox coming up in just a little bit. But first up, let's take a close look at some of the top Patriots weapons the Broncos will need to keep an eye on this week. Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Well, the Broncos and Patriots have faced off so often the past few years. There's not a lot of secret weapons, but knowing your opponent doesn't mean you can stop them. Take Tom Brady, for example. The Golden Boy has been beating defenses for the better part of a decade. And just like Peyton, he seems to be getting better with age. Already this year, Brady has racked up more than 2,000 yards, 18 touchdowns, and tossed just two interceptions. And a big part of his success this season has been the resurgence of Rob Gronkowski at 6'6", 250 pounds. The guy is a matchup nightmare. Too fast for linebackers and too big for the secondary. Slowing down the Gronk will have to be a huge focus for the Broncos defense. And on the other side of the ball, a couple of tough-nosed defensive ends who know how to get to the quarterback. Chandler Jones and Rob Ninkovich have combined for 8.5 sacks this season. The O-line will have their hands full blocking those two all afternoon. All right, he's setting a blistering pace with 9 sacks already this season. But you may be surprised to hear the playlist that Von Miller uses to get pumped up before games. Plus, the Broncos have a star-studded lineup, but talent only takes you so far. The X factor that Denver says has given them an extra edge this season.